This is the sound of pent-up pandemic exasperation. Welcome to Smash It 2, a place where you go to break things, where you're supposed to bash and crush and pummel. Customer Danielle Blanchard has brought a bag full of breakables to smash to smithereens.
Ex-boyfriend photos. Like, why do I even still have these? An empty bottle of gin.
Yes.
I have a sleep apnea mask. Like, this stupid thing that my dentist put in my mouth to
smash it. Sledgehammer.
Smash It, too, is in Worcester, Massachusetts. Its walls are lined with neon magic markers, scrawls from customers, little rants against cancer, Donald Trump, and against COVID. Its co-owner, Darcy Cook, suits up the customer, Blanchard, in goggles, thick protective gloves, and a helmet with a face shield. And then she takes her to her personal smash room. It's about 20 feet long and glowing in black light. Cook goes over the rules.
So if you want to hit something, we hit it so it goes in that direction.
Sounds
you
good.
You want to throw something, you throw it in that direction. Exactly.
There are two beaten up but still sturdy tables Blanchard can put things on to pummel. One of them already has a printer sitting on it. Sledgehammers and aluminum baseball bats hang on the wall, the tools of destruction. Blanchard wastes no time. She grabs a bat and starts pounding on the printer. On the far wall, there's a plexiglass window high on a shelf. It's spray-painted with an expletive and the term COVID-19. A rock tune from the 80s sets the mood. Blanchard picks up baseballs and hurls them at the plexiglass. After about a dozen tries,
not breaking so well.
Success.
I got it.
Blanchard needed that. She's got a lot weighing on her.
Getting rid of my diabetes pain, getting rid of my COVID pain. The pandemic, like, it's been like a whole year. I'm like done.
She's a 39-year-old stay-at-home mom.
I have two little kids, and I gotta be the good mom that doesn't flip out, so I can at least flip out in here. Then hopefully I can go back home and be the good mom who reads the bedtime stories and makes dinner and doesn't get upset about little things.
Blanchard says after all that, she needs to break more stuff. Darcy Cook brings her a supply of vases, bottles, and plates. We step out of the room to avoid the flying glass and plastic. Cathartic shrapnel. Sounds like this echo through the place all day. Cook says they're just part of her customers' stories.
We have healthcare workers come in here all the time. We just need a lifetime out. Not even just the hospital ones, but the counselors, sobriety houses. I mean, it's a ripple effect.
There are parents with teenagers sick of remote learning. Couples even come for date nights. Kira Halper and Dimitri Bertis of Boston came to Smash It Too to celebrate 7 years together.
And we're doing the seven deadly sins to celebrate. So this is our first activity, and it's rage.
The Smash Room opened in July. Darcy Cook says she and her brother risked opening the business during the pandemic because they wanted to get involved in the community, and they felt like they could use a timeout in a Smash Room themselves. So, you know, you actually could have set up like a meditation room with like soothing music or a spa or something like that. You obviously thought there would be a greater need in the community for a physical smash. How did you decide that this is what people needed and that there is really a market for it?
Yeah, so my personality is not a quiet one. So I'm louder than loud, and I've done yoga. I love massage. My kids meditate. But at the end of the day, it just doesn't do it for me. We actually have a Smash It Yoga here. It's loud, it's obnoxious, it's over the top. You still get a good workout, but we break... Oh, I can't say that. Sorry. We break stuff at the same time that we are, you know, in community with other women.
And what about all that stuff they're breaking? Cook says people donate old computers, TVs, microwaves, amps, toilets, anything they want to get rid of. The Smash Room works with local junk cleanout businesses to collect items, and recyclers take away the remnants. Customer Danielle Blanchard says in all those unrecognizable shards she left on the Smash Room floor, she accomplished something.
The pandemic is like, you can't. And the smashing was like, yeah, you can. Do it again. Like, do it harder. Like, that felt really good.
On the way out of the place, she grabs a fluorescent pen to leave her mark on the wall. And perhaps feeling the afterglow of all that smashing, she writes something positive. Happy, healthy Danielle was here.